Okay, this week we're going to go back and talk to CJ again about his upcoming Roast of the Week coffee subscription business. He's got some updates for us in this interview and some interesting perspectives on how to start a lean online company. So you're not going to want to miss this. And you are listening to Grow an Online Business, where we talk about all the tips, advice, and techniques you need to start and grow an online business for yourself. Stick around.
All right. So we talked a little bit before about Roast of the Week.
Yes.
Okay, that was your subscription-based business that you're working on.
Yep.
And I understand things are starting to happen.
So
you've got some news for us.
First of all, if anyone's ever had to deal with the FDA, God bless you. We're kind of going through our checklist of all the things that we need to become a commercial roaster. And we're trying to start this, like, I'm a big fan of a lean startup.
Yes.
Come up with a minimum viable product.
Right.
Not invest tens of thousands of dollars. And so, like, when you have to buy a roaster, you know, they're several thousand dollars and all
of
that
course. Stuff.
That's fine. But basically, we just finished, we were working on our roadmap, you know, and trying to get our permits and that kind of stuff. And in working on the roadmap, I had a hard pause.
All right.
And so I started looking at it going, like, I want to launch this thing the right way. So what we're doing, we're taking a bit of a step back.
Okay.
We're still launching, I would say, in the next 4 weeks.
Okay.
But we are launching as a different entity type. Okay. So we are launching as in what California calls a cottage food operation. So what that allows us to do,
right,
is we don't have to have a commercial space. We still have to pass health code and all that kind of stuff.
Right, right.
But we can use Andy's garage to roast from.
Okay,
still
so
have
this
to
is,
have like the
very much
and
like
all that stuff.
This the type of business that somebody who's making tamales.
Tamales in the garage. Yeah, exactly.
That's how they. Okay.
So
perfect.
The limitation is, you cannot ship. You have to either have people pick up or hand deliver. I'll talk about that,
right.
What we're doing. The biggest limitation is that you can only gross up to $50,000 a year, which is not a lot of money.
No, but by the time you're making enough sales to generate $50,000, you can change the entity.
Look at you. Look Done. At you knowing what we're doing.
No problem.
So, and have money saved up. So here's what we're doing.
Oh, quick question.
Yeah.
Because I know if anybody out there listening is like me, you go, that sounds great. You're starting an online subscription-based business,
I know, right?
For coffee that they need to get in their hands within 3 days, because I'm a coffee person.
Right.
And you can't ship.
Right.
So you're going to get in your car and drive around all over the nation.
All over the nation.
Or
no.
So, is there a way you can hand deliver it to a separate company that then ships?
I am not going to get into those details right now. I have to check into the legality of that.
Okay. But anyway, that is a thought.
Here's the thing. We, at our price point, where we're going to be, we can only have 48 or 50 subscribers.
Subscriptions anyway.
That's it.
So most likely you're going to...
And then the state comes in and says, nope, you can't do this anymore.
You're going to get that in town anyway.
So we're going to use Bakersfield as our test market.
Okay.
We are also looking at, you know, we're about halfway through the year, and so we're going to take that first 50 and use those as our kind of our founders, really look for those people for feedback, right? Because we want to hit the market running, right? We want to have
right.
the best product and all that stuff.
And you're really narrow. You're in a really narrow specialized niche.
Absolutely.
So the people that like really good coffee
yeah.
are going to be the type that will give you the feedback you need.
Right.
And so...
Probably unsolicited.
I'm sure. I'm sure. Okay, that makes sense.
So,
and it's actually a good thing that you're starting it halfway through the year if you can only make so much.
Right.
So now you're limited in a half a year. So you can actually make twice as much income
Yeah.
Because you can make it in half the
time. Exactly. We actually could, after we've, so the plan is we're going to fill that first 50, and then depending on what, how
where you're
long
at
that,
that
takes,
point. And if we, it only takes 3 months, then you just change the entity at that point.
I see. So then into the year, we reset, and we have a year to gross up to $50,000. And depending on everything, you know, we might keep things at pace and keep it at like a 6 month.
Now, is that gross sales or is that
gross
profit?
Sales. Gross sales. That's the problem, right?
That is the problem. Yeah. Because I'm thinking, shoot, a roaster is 10 or 15 grand and then bags and then
all
of the stuff is going to cost you 40.
Look, I
can
find
right
50. Off. Yeah.
So
no, it's a gross sales thing. And then basically at the end of the, we are going to pay, we are not taking any profit out of the company. We've all invested.
Okay.
Not much. I mean, I'll be completely straightforward, right? I'll tell you all our numbers. You want them?
You might as well, because honestly, like, who's it going to hurt? It's only going to help people at this point.
So, Andy, Gina, and I have all put in $100. Andy has 5 years experience of roasting, so he's put in a lot more time, right?
Right.
Gina and I have...
Obviously, your sweat equity is much, much higher.
Exactly.
But by doing it lean...
He has a roaster. He has two roasters. And he did just order our big roaster, which is going to... I think it was 9 or 12 times what our current capacity was.
Oh,
our
wow.
new roaster.
So he ordered that himself?
Yes.
And then he's going to lease it to the company?
The company's actually all the first, you know,
money's
gonna
go
is
going to pay him back.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So we got to cheat a little bit.
I was like, you guys run your business how you want to run your business.
Right. No.
But that makes sense.
So basically, at our capacity cap, we can only roast half a day once a week. Like we meet all of our market in half a day.
So you'll have potential if you roasted all day, five days a week.
With two roasters,
you could go much, much higher.
Yeah. So I'll talk numbers. All right. You want to talk numbers? So we have a very minimal investment. If let's just say we're using $20 a week is what our subscription is. It's a high-end product.
Right.
You know? You're more than welcome to spend $12, $13, $15 for the stale coffee that's at the grocery store.
Right.
But we're at a higher price point. We actually are, we're going to pay ourselves to deliver. So we're going to, because we want to get used to the cost, the overhead being what it is. We figure shipping costs are going to average out to about $5
per
unit.
Okay.
Right. So we're going to pay ourselves $5 a unit to deliver. We're going to just, let's say we roast on Fridays, Saturday, Sunday, we're going to take turns
packages.
And just,
okay.
And that, it kind of makes it fun.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's not much money at all, but it kind of makes it fun.
Right.
You know, and then you get to kind of get to know and meet your customers.
Yeah. And you're going to get live feedback from them because they will have ordered
or, oh my gosh, that Costa Rican was amazing. Can you please do that more? You know? So that's basically what we're looking at. And then when we launch with all the, after all the costs, the overhead and everything, and keeping money in there, paying off the roaster, all that stuff, we think we'll have about $30,000. Because again, we're cheating kind of on the first half of the year. If we double up now and then we double up or quadruple,
first 6 months,
you know, next year, then you know, $30,000 to $40,000 to actually, it'll cost $3,000 to $5,000 in permits and all the things we have to do.
Okay.
We're gonna have to sign a lease on, you know, and leases are 2 to 3 years, 5 years.
Yeah. Commercial.
And the space it's probably gonna be $2,000 to $3,000 a month, based on, you know, energy and space and all that stuff, right?
Right.
So, and I like to guess high.
Right.
So,
I may have a. A lead for you
that would be
on
awesome.
A small commercial space.
So basically when we launch, we want to have a $20,000 marketing budget, because and I think that's the part where it's worth doing it this really small way for 6 to 12 months,
right?
So that when we actually do launch broad, we hit the ground running. Because I look, as a guy that's managed, you know, people's
at that point,
campaigns,
you'll know
when
what
you have $1,000 to spend a month.
Yes,
it doesn't have any reach.
Right.
But if you have $3,000 to $5,000, you start to get a lot more.
Right.
You know,
$10,000. And if you're scaling something up, it's different than just blindly trying to generate.
When we do that, we'll actually already have $4,000 to $5,000 coming in every month.
And so you'll be ready at that.
Ready.
And you know what you're providing. You'll be good at it.
Right. Right now, I'm risking $100 and my time. And I'm going to prove that it works or learn that it fails.
Right.
While it's small. Right?
Before it costs you $100,000. Sure.
So, I'm 40, I don't know how old am I, 43? I'll be 43 this year. I don't want to take huge risks.
Right.
I want to take calculated risks. And so that's kind of partly what this is. So that's why we stepped it back a little bit.
Okay.
And you know, Bakersfield is actually a really good test market.
Right.
I don't know if you know this, but our market's used a lot.
Oh, I know. Bakersfield is a nationwide test market for a lot of things.
A lot of different things. Do you remember when Carl's Jr. served alcohol? Uh-huh. It was the one right over here.
Yeah. And I was here for the Jack in the Box debacle.
What was that called? JBX or something
JBX.
Like that? sorry, total tangent. So
yeah, with a fireplace and they tried to serve gourmet. Anyway, yeah. It was ridiculous.
All I know is you're paying $8 for a burger when burgers back then cost $3, you know?
Right.
So the way we're limiting that is we're building our site on WordPress, of course. We're gonna be using WooCommerce as our shopping cart.
Right.
And there's a plugin you can use for WooCommerce where you can set you have to tie it into Google Maps API stuff.
Okay.
And you can set a pinpoint. And we could say we're delivering within 15 miles of City Hall or, five.
Whatever it is, it creates a radius.
Yeah, you can actually go by travel time. You can say within 30 minutes of this address.
Gotcha. Nice. Okay.
So that's kind of how we are, we already have done that for other people. We have a yard sign customer.
Right.
Where they only want to go 30 minutes or so.
And so for those of you who are not familiar, because I found out Bakersfield and California is a huge market right now, especially during COVID, for the yard sign business phenomenon that's happening. And I know this because when I went back and we visited some family in Nebraska, we're like, dude, where's all the yard signs?
Yeah.
And they were like, what? And so out here in Bakersfield, there's every anniversaries, birthdays, everything, they post all these bright letters, separate letters.
Yeah,
separate
things. Really cool.
But they fill the whole yard with signs and decorations and whatever, sometimes balloons and whatnot. Yeah. It's really super popular here.
Yeah.
But apparently, not so much everywhere else.
That's just because we're in California.
It's probably because we don't have snow.
Someone in San Diego
probably came
up with it, and then it kind of filtered its way up here.
Right,
you know.
But I just didn't want people going, yard sign.
What's a yard sign?
What is that? Is that for politics? So it's nice for birthdays and whatever anniversaries.
And in fact, do you mind if I plug them? I mean,
go ahead. Yeah.
So if you're interested, you want to see what we're talking about,
the website
BakersfieldYardSigns.com.
BakersfieldYardSigns.com.
Yeah, that's
awesome.
That you can see what it looks like
What the website is, what he's talking about, how the pinpoint thing works. If you're going to try and order, if you're not from here, you're not going to get the signs.
Right.
But you can at least take a look and see what we're talking about.
Yeah.
And then see the quality of website that. Now, did they build it in Infinity Sites?
Infinity built it.
Or was it Infinity Systems?
No,
it was a custom build. You guys did it. Okay. Okay, so then that's a good example of what happens when they turn it over to you and you build it out and make somebody what they're asking for.
Right, right. But literally,
perfect.
I think we built it in 2 weeks.
Right.
It start from here's what we need to launch. We were right around 2 weeks, and that was with revisions. And when they came to us, we had no solutions, had never done anything like that before.
Right. So it was all from scratch.
Because you have to have a booking. You're not buying the product, you're renting the product.
Right.
And each product technically is custom.
Right.
Because you're,
you create whatever it's going to say.
Yeah. So it was a lot of fun. It was a blast. But kind of going back to the coffee stuff, I am so excited now because when we do launch as a commercial coffee roaster,
right?
It's just going to be so much easier having a real marketing budget, not trying to pull a few $100 together to spend on some Facebook ads. And don't be wrong, you have to start somewhere.
Of course.
But being able to turn it up to 11 instead of listening at like 2 or 3.
Instead of a slow simmer, you can start boiling right away.
Absolutely.
Got it. Okay, and so just so we're clear, you're creating a business, Roast of the Week, mm-hmm. which is a gourmet coffee subscription-based business.
Fresh
roasted. I mean, you're going to, it's shipped, well, once it starts shipping. Yep. Or it will be delivered within 24 hours.
I would say, well, here.
It will start to send out.
Yeah, within after 24 hours.
You're not supposed to drink it for 3 days.
Right.
So you got to wait till it gases off and then becomes really great bean yes. water. But
bean water.
you're actually creating a business that will eventually become nearly an non-owner occupied business. Like, once you have a roaster set up to do all the roasting, and the shipping is just going to become automatic because it's just you put it in the bags and you send and you print and you send and ship.
Yep.
You realistically are putting in all of your time now, but how much time, let's project out and say 3 years from now, how much time you really think you're going to be personally spending in that business?
I can tell you we've talked about this. So we, and the reason this works really well with Gina, Andy, and me is we have similar values. None of us want to work even 40 hours a week. Like, that's, I'm
who
done
does?
With that.
That's done.
I've done, I
that's
used to,
for 20 year olds.
Right. Let's, I mean, I, you know, 2-3 years ago, I was still working 70 hours a week. I'm done. I've learned my lesson. And I've now also, because I put my time in, I think I've learned some things and I've given myself permission to not, and I think that's the big one. I had to give myself permission to not be a workaholic.
Oh, I still get anxiety.
Like,
if
I have
not
value.
Working.
I don't have to work 70 hours a week. I like.
Yes.
Gosh darn it, people like me. You know.
Yeah.
Like,
when I'm sitting down on the sofa in the evening, I start to get anxiety. Like, what else should I be doing?
Yeah.
What else could I be
right.
doing? Like, I'm just now starting to get over it, but that's from, you know, 30 years of.
Which we should totally talk about that on another episode because I have a lot of thoughts that I think that.
Well, then let's wrap up here, and then we'll talk about that on the next one.
So I can say within 3 years, I think a lot before that. Well, how about this way? I see exactly what it will take for it to be $500,000 business.
And how many hours a week are you going to spend? Like, how much time are you going to put in? I realize it's going to be, it's an easy $500,000 business.
That's roasting
2 days a
week. 2.5 days
a week. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I figured.
Yeah. So that's why.
But
like,
that, even the roasting, you're not roasting. You're not a roaster.
No, but.
And I don't guess that you're going to be a shipper. You're not going to be a bean counter. You're not going to be putting in the bags and labeling the bags, right?
I'm not even going to be here. I'm going to be traveling.
So your time spent is just going to be maintaining the website and auditing books. Like, let's say
I'm on the operations side, right? So. If there are changes that need to be made, it's going to be, like, I'm the guy that's going to look at it and be like, okay, what other value can we offer? How can we bring down our cost for raw materials?
So hard labor, 1 to 4 hours a month. But
I would feel,
big picture, you're probably going to, I know you, and you're not going to be able to not be in it. But
right.
you'll be thinking big picture stuff, like, what else can we offer? What else can we
And I'll be doing that 24 hours a day, by the way. Yeah.
What else can we give to our customers to make them happier, like to make their experience drinking our coffee the best experience they've had.
Like, I'm all about the win-win, right? So if I can bring the cost down and deliver a better product,
then you
that's my like absolute, you know, end goal, right?
Right.
So anyway, yeah, that's kind of
makes sense. I appreciate your honesty and openness talking about it. I'm still excited to see it happen. I'm really looking forward to drinking that coffee. Well, this sounds like about another month. But either way, I'm one of the founding customers.
I can get you a little something on the sly.
Give me a little taste.
Yeah.
Right. All right, cool. So if you guys are interested in checking it out, I did look it up, and I posted a link to the non-website in the last podcast on Roast of the Week. It just says there will be a website here one day, but there's not yet. So keep your eyes, bookmark it, save it in your favorites, and then check it out. Be sure to check back on it every so often. And if you don't live within, 30 minutes? Don't bother ordering,
right.
but just keep watching it. It'll eventually get to worldwide distribution in time. All right, so that's all we got for you today. Be sure to join the Facebook group, jump over to Grow an Online Business. I think it's Facebook/groups.com/ I don't know. Anyway, just
search Grow an Online Business.
Yeah, yeah. Just look for Grow an Online Business on Facebook and find us. And then we'd love to hear from you, and we'd love to answer any question you might have. So be sure to hit us up. Thanks.